For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri's attorney general says the state should establish its own laboratory to produce chemicals for use in executions rather than rely on an uneasy cooperation with medical professionals and pharmaceutical companies. Attorney General Chris Koster spoke yesterday to the Bar Association of Metropolitan St. Louis during a meeting at the Lake of the Ozarks. Though a death penalty supporter, the Democratic attorney general cited his own concerns about the death penalty. Missouri is among several states that purchase execution drugs in secret. Critics say that if details about the source and testing aren't made public, there's no way to assure the inmate won't suffer during the execution process. Koster says the state should not be reliant on merchants whose identities must be shielded from public view. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt continued his tour of mental health facilities in the state yesterday with a stop at the Harry S. Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital in Columbia. KBIA's Katie Heiler has this report.
Blunt spoke with Veterans Affairs administrators at Truman about how to better assist veterans experiencing a mental health crisis who need treatment immediately. Blunt says he is encouraged by the efforts the hospital has made to shorten waitlist times, but says there are also many ways it can still improve.
I don't think we should be satisfied with the performance of any of our veterans' facilities right now. I think they can all be better, and I hope that they're all going to take this as a moment to try to be better.
Pressure has increased on VA Secretary Eric Shinseki to resign after an inspector general's report confirmed that a Phoenix VA hospital lied about the number of veterans that were being treated. Blunt says he does not think Shinseki's ouster will solve the department's current problems, but would like to see Shinseki, along with Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, respond to previous studies of the VA system and decide how to best implement the findings. Katie Heiler, KBIA News.
Several Missourians in the U.S. House are backing a proposed amendment to the state constitution on farming. The Missouri Farm Bureau says Republicans Billy Long, Blaine Lukemeyer, Jason Smith, and Vicki Hartzler will hold news conferences around the state next week to support the measure. The August ballot proposal will ask voters whether the right to engage in farming and ranching should be, quote, forever guaranteed in the Missouri Constitution. The measure was referred to the ballot by the Republican-led legislature. It's also been endorsed by the Missouri Republican State Committee. Missouri tax officials are getting audited. A new committee of the Missouri Senate will review how the State Department of Revenue interprets and acts and enforces state tax laws. Senators also plan to look at potential conflicts and inconsistencies. Business organizations and lawmakers have expressed displeasure with the agency. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey announced yesterday the committee will be led by Senator Will Krause, a Republican from Lee's Summit. An MU softball player went from benchwarmer to All-American this year. Redshirt sophomore Taylor Gadboys was named third-team All-American Wednesday afternoon after starting 9 games and racking up a total of just 3 hits a season ago. Gadboys says it was like a switch had been flipped this season.
This year I would actually know if it was a strike or if it was a ball, if it was in or if it was out, rise or drop. So I was seeing the ball a lot better, and I just had confidence.
This season, Gadboys started all but 2 games, finishing 3rd in the SEC in hits and 1st in stolen bases. Gadboys is saddened that her teammates were left off the All-American teams, as she believes many of them were worthy of that honor. The 10th-ranked Tigers will return 7 starters next season. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon continues to speak out against the tax cuts passed by the General Assembly, saying they were not accounted for in state and local budgets. Nixon says the bills passed would cut state and local revenues by an estimated $776 million annually and affect both state and local government programs. Nixon says many of the bills passed by the General Assembly did not go through the proper channels.
Many of these bills didn't receive open public hearings. Some of them didn't even have fiscal notes. It was an extremely sloppy way to deal with the taxpayers' dollars in that final 8 hours.
Republican House Speaker Tim Jones says the majority of the bills passed are meant to clarify the current tax laws.
The majority, if not all, of the proposals that passed were predominantly clarifications of our current tax system that the governor's Department of Revenue is abusing.
Republicans argue the proposals went through the House and Senate for the duration of the legislative session and that it's misleading for the governor to talk about them as last-minute deals. Rescue workers are searching for a 17-year-old boy who went underwater in a creek near Columbia and didn't resurface. Boone County authorities say the boy's friends notified authorities last night that their friend was missing at Perchy Creek near Cooper's Landing, a marina near Columbia. The Columbia, Missourian reports Boone County Fire Captain Martina Pound says local, county, and state workers searched for the boy until about 11 last night, and the search will continue on today. 2 bills to further protect police officers on the job are currently awaiting Governor Jay Nixon's signature. The Columbia Police Officers Association has supported legislation that would make it a felony to disarm a law enforcement agent of any weapon, not simply their handgun. The legislation was proposed after Columbia Police Officers Clint Sinclair and Patrick Corcoran went to CPOA Executive Director Dale Roberts and explained their fear of people taking weapons from officers during confrontations. Roberts says this is something that should have been done a long time ago.
If they take our firearm, that's a felony, but the law that makes it a felony to disarm an officer only addresses a firearm. Back when it was written, nobody was thinking about pepper spray or tasers.
With the help of Representative Stephen Weber, two different bills were created to make it a felony to take items like an officer's taser or pepper spray in addition to their firearm. The number of flights out of Lambert Airport in St. Louis is on the rise. Memorial Day launched the peak travel season, and Lambert officials say flights and passenger loads are increasing. Airlines at the airport will operate 253 daily nonstop flights to 62 destinations in June, an increase of 11 daily flights compared with May. Most of the additional flights are the result of a seasonal boost on Southwest Airlines. The airport says Frontier Airlines will add service to Portland, Oregon and Trenton, New Jersey, along with nonstop service to San Francisco. American Airlines is adding daily flights to Washington's Reagan National Airport and to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.